makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Isang accountant, ngunit naging interesado sa paggawa ng mga video logs o vlogs. At sa kasalukuyan, marami sa kanyang mga gawang video ay tungkol sa Pilipinas or anything about Pinoys. Higit pa natin kilalanin ang vlogger ng page na Be Adventures Travel Blogs na si Brendan. Good morning, Brendan!
Hey, Annalyn!
Brendan, we met at the Pasko sa Canberra.
Yep,
Exacto, yes. You are quietly blending in the community then while you were shooting some videos of the Pasko sa Canberra events sa Philippine Embassy.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
Kung hindi ka pa kinulit ng isa sa pamangkin ko, I would have not met you.
Yeah, well, that was cool because I'm usually very stealth.
Yeah.
And how can I say it gets a better reaction? So I try to blend in and get the shots that I want. But if people notice or get upset, usually I show them.
Yeah.
So, and some people recognize me and they're like, "Hey, can we get pictures and whatever?" It was cool. You know, like it was nice to meet my subscribers and viewers. So whenever I see them, I tell them like, "Don't be afraid to come up and say hello."
Yes, a couple came to you actually at the Pasko sa Canberra, and they said that they have watched your Palawan video.
Yeah, I've done a lot. I've done a lot of Palawan coverage, so it was so funny, and that's a big part of my videos where it's travel tips based. So you know, like things to look out for, how to save money, you know, blah blah blah. So it's no surprise some people just watch it and don't subscribe. They just watch it to get the information, like on a hotel or something.
Mm.
But yeah, it was funny. They ran up and got pictures.
Yeah, you're sort of a bit of sikat.
No. Minor figure, just minor celebrity, very minor.
Okay. Yeah. Brendan, you're actually an Australian with Chinese heritage, but your interest with the Philippines and the Filipino culture started when you got bored at work, is that so?
Yeah. So basically, I was a workaholic, so I'm definitely maybe a bit extreme, but I was always working, and I put myself through school, so I've studied as far as a master's degree. So, you know, it's very expensive and very, like, stressful, you know.
Mm.
And I've just had a long history of, like, studying and working. So I might work in the day, study at night, or take breaks, like, study for some time and then work for some time. So I've just had this crazy background like that. And I've had a good 10-year corporate career, working career. Yeah, so I'm not some rookie. I look young. People think I'm much younger than I actually am.
Yes, but you do look young.
Thank you. Yeah, it was too extreme. So I was literally like already in my late 20s going, oh my goodness, I haven't even really traveled for myself. I literally would just work all the time, even weekends and public holidays. So I said, no more. And that's the problem when you climb the corporate ladder. If you become in a management position, you're responsible for other people.
In short, so, you don't have a social life.
Yeah. No, well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for clarifying. Yeah, so I basically said, look, I might as well travel Southeast Asia because it's close by and it's something I've been wanting to do. So Philippines was actually, how can I say it, a wild card.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go to Thailand. I did that. I went to Phuket, Thailand, and then I went to Vietnam. And I really didn't know what to expect from Philippines. Like, I was a little bit scared. And I just didn't know what to expect because I heard a lot of bad things.
Mm.
So this was in 2013.
Mm.
So, and it was a mixed bag. So I went there first trip. It was a very mixed bag. But what really got me to answer your question was it's a great place for me to adventure. So that's why I call my channel Be Adventures, you know, Brendan's Adventures. You know, coming from an office background of not really exploring much, it's like, oh, I want to go out and do things. You know, I want to have adventures of a lifetime. And I certainly have.
And your first trip to the Philippines was followed by another?
Correct, yeah.
And it keeps on coming now?
Yeah, I keep telling myself to stop going. It's that bad. I said, like, you know, I shouldn't go again, but I do. So first trip was really mixed bag. Like, I had some bad experiences. Some Pinoy friends here, they're, like, Bisayan. They said, look, we're sorry you had a bad time. Why don't you come with us? Because it was their wedding.
Yeah.
In Davao City. So I went in 2013, first trip, and then the second trip for their wedding, 2014, so like back-to-back. And that was beautiful. And then we went to Palawan. So that was the first time I went to Palawan, and I went, wow, this is so beautiful. And I got to see more of the good side, if you take my meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I said, wow, the best description I've heard is in Philippines, there's many worlds.
Because there are lots of islands.
Yeah, because it's an island country, so each island can be so different, and it's very beautiful and unique because of that.
And you started learning, or you started to pick up a few Tagalog or Visayan words?
Yeah, so that was interesting because I've got like Cebuano and Visayan friends, so I was learning like Cebuano, and then I realized it's also important, like it's similar, but important to learn Tagalog as well. There's an awesome phrase I learned, and Visayans like this one, Ilabay taka sa dagat,
which means?
I'll put you in the sea.
Like, I'll throw you in the sea.
Yeah, correct. And then they correct me. They say, no, you did not pronounce correctly. And then, you know, we laugh.
Yeah.
Crazy. Joke yeah.
You are a former financial advisor for an American technology company, which is IBM. Yeah.
Correct, yeah.
Your role before working with IBM to now working, doing consultancy and
correct.
Doing
consult
vlogs.
For myself. Yeah. Yeah.
It's very different.
That's the thing. That's what I was saying, where I came from a very extreme background. So obviously you want what you don't have. You know, the grass is always greener on the other side. So for me, I always wanted to make videos, like as a hobby, just, you know, home movies and things like that, and photography. So photography was easy because you get a camera and you start taking pictures, you know.
Yeah.
Even if they're not good, you practice. You keep practicing. So that's what already I was known as a shutterbug, just casual photographer, you know, as a hobby.
Mm.
And I got really ticked off because I have friends in the media industry.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to help me. I said, look, even I'll pay you. Can you teach me how to make videos? Just basic, you know? And they're like, no, it was weird. Like, people get very protective. Like, they don't want to share, you know? It's maybe human nature sometimes.
Yes, but, they're protecting their work.
Well, when you're a vlogger, it's very common that you become self-taught and you have to learn everything. It doesn't mean you get good. It just means you have to learn everything.
Mm. And so, with your vlogs about the Philippines, most are about travels, but you also did one nutritional video, I must say.
Yeah, I thought. So,
it's about the malunggay.
Yeah, malunggay or kalamunggay, yeah. Because as a serious topic, like half of the country is starving. You know, there's a lot of poverty in the Philippines, and something that's so abundant. I mean, malunggay grows so fast, like a weed. I joke with my friends. I say, hey, do you want to make some big money? Droga, you know? And they joke, no, why are you talking a droga, you know, like a shabu? Shabu is crystal meth, for those who don't understand, because it's a drug problem, right?
Mm.
So I tell them, you can make more money selling malunggay than selling shabu, you know? And it's true, because if the Filipinos could utilize it more, they could export it and make good money.
Yeah.
Because it grows very fast, very rapidly, and it grows in wild everywhere.
Mm.
And then two, it can address the nutritional problems. So just by eating malunggay every day, you are getting enough sustenance and nutritional value in your diet.
And Filipinos can sell you malunggay because I know you tried to to plant one, but it died.
Yeah, it died. It died in the winter. It froze to death.
It's a tropical plant.
A tropical plant, yeah. But that's why I say, I even tell Pinoy friends in Philippines, I say, look, seriously, open a malunggay farm. And they laugh. They think it's a joke. They go, no way, malunggay grows for free in the road. You know,
yes, you can just ask the kapitbahay to give you some malunggay.
But that's why I say that's the point. You could sell it to foreigners or you could export it. And of course, you know, at least you have something to eat as well. But I don't know. Maybe it's like, it sounds like, I don't believe it. It sounds too boring.
Yeah.
It sounds too simple. But I think it's a blessing in disguise, like a great blessing for Philippines. So I hope I can get more attention onto it. But I was impressed. ABS-CBN, the Filipino news channels, they were covering it all of a sudden. So I reckon they copied me. Seriously, I posted a video and then they covered the same topic. But anyway.
Okay. Now you're being passionate about malunggay.
Yeah.
What else do you talk about the Philippines, aside from travel and about malunggay?
So, no, a majority of my videos are travel tips based. So I cover, like, all the practical stuff that basically it was to do with the bad sides to my trips where I was getting very frustrated. And you see that in my videos sometimes. One subscriber, he laughed. He said, I subscribe to you because I like watching you complain. And I was like, anyway, but it's a common thing, right? It's not that we're dumb or bad foreigners. It's that no one explains things.
Yeah.
So that's why I go through trying to explain things. So that way it also breaks the cultural barrier, if you know what I mean. That way people are less scared and less confused. So basically, travel tips, but hotels, restaurants, food. I kind of cover a lot of food. Outdoor activities or just adventure activities or whatever you want to call it, like tourist activities and places of interest.
aside from travels, you've also done some shopping in the Philippines.
Yes.
And you did buy pasalubongs for families and friends back in Australia?
Yeah. My recommendation there is Green Hills in San Juan, Manila.
Because it's cheaper?
It's cheaper, but it's an open market inside a mall.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you're used to the malls here in Australia. Yeah, it's cool because it's just this open market, so you can negotiate. But there's such a big selection. So anything you want, for example, pearls. I was looking for pearls, but I couldn't find good quality ones traveling around.
You should go to Pampanga.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. But I found them in Green Hills because that's where everyone is sending them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So if people have products to sell, they're just sending it to Green Hills anyway. But yeah, so that would be my top recommendation. But usually if I find trinkets or pasalubong along the way, I like, you know, just to be nice to the street vendors and the guy selling whatever on the street, you know, I just try to buy some souvenirs or something.
That's nice.
Yeah. And, you know, give them some work and whatever and get rid of them as well.
Mm. Earlier, you have mentioned in your top five most loved places in the Philippines, Pampanga or Angeles Pampanga. I know that in Angeles Pampanga, there are lots of Koreans now there because of the English schools. I must mention this because I know that you are pinagkakamalan ka na Korean, not as Chinese, but you are Korean for some of the people you met in the Philippines.
Yeah, a lot think I'm Korean.
Yeah.
It's a funny joke because some think I'm a Korean actor or Korean pop star, but I understand because even I have a Korean friend. When she first met me, she thought I was Korean, you know. So, it's a common perception. The other one is Japanese samurai.
Yeah, but not Chinese. Since it's Christmas, do you have any shopping places you recommend aside from Green Hills?
Gosh, not really. Because I just enjoy any local market. So whatever, a food market or a clothing market, I just like to go and enjoy local markets. So maybe my tastes are a bit different to others, but how can I say it? Like if I go to Philippines, I'll bring brand name goods for friends.
Brendan, in doing vlogs, what do you aim to achieve in vlogging about the Philippines or other Asian countries?
Okay, so mainly the focus is travel tips and helpful info. And like I was saying before, breaking cultural barriers. Just because, you know, people can get scared or paranoid or even prejudiced of things they don't understand. So just by, I know I'm just showing them on my lens, I'm just showing them on my videos, but it just shows a little bit more of that picture, so it opens up their mind a little bit. And I often say in my videos, Philippines is for experienced travelers.
Yeah.
And I do not mean that in a disrespectful or bad way, but it's such a culture shock for a lot of new travelers. You know, when they used to maybe everything organized in Australia or America or whatever, everything's organized and taken care of for you, where Philippines is a bit tougher. You have to know how to survive, you know.
You have to be ready.
Yeah, you got to be tough and not showing off physically tough. You have to be mentally tough.
And learning about the Filipino culture and the country, what do you love or don't like about it?
Oh, okay. Juicy. This is a juicy one. Grabe. You got the big one. No, this is a good one. Very friendly people. That's what really, to this day, shocks me. They're like the friendliest people in the world. So I think that's a huge strength. And they have a very strong community culture. And again, so different, you know, growing up in Australia, we don't have the strong family ties that a lot of Pinoy have. We encourage independence more, which is nice. But again, you lose that community connection. Like you won't know your own neighbor. Where in Philippines, the whole barangay will know you.
Whole barangay is your family.
Yeah, the whole barangay, even the barangay captain will know you before you make it to the end of the street. So that's the inside joke. If I tell the barangay, hey, I'm Korean actor, the whole barangay will start gossiping. Oh, we heard you're actor. You know, like.
Yeah.
So anyway, again, it's not for everyone. I actually like the gun culture in Philippines, well, because I'm into shooting sports, but I realize it's not for everyone. I like to go with the flow lifestyle, the island lifestyle, and the simple, minimal living. I think all of the above, the West can really learn from. And if you want me to say the things I'm maybe not so happy about.
The traffic?
The small things. No, I actually don't mind the traffic too much. Even in Manila, I don't mind it that much. I mean, I accept it, if you know what I mean.
Like, yeah.
The very first trip, I got stuck in Manila traffic 2 hours.
Wow.
So that sucked. But, but it's not always like that. That was Christmas time.
Yeah.
It's not always like that. But anyway, okay, so very small critiques. Very, you know, So people don't get upset. You're very small. The sense of urgency is very different in Philippines.
That's because why you said I came early.
Yeah. So I've had Pinoy friends. They turned up like 3 hours late and not traffic.
Wow.
It was not traffic. It was just late, you know. Even here, even in Australia, I invited some Filipino friends to dinner. I said, hey, come over. I'll cook you a nice Chinese dinner. They turned up 3 hours late.
Ooh, that's going to be a midnight snack already.
They caught me walking out because I thought they just stood me up. So I was already getting my keys to get in the car.
Yeah.
And then they turned up. And I said, hey, what are you guys doing? They said, what are you doing? I said, I'm going out. I've been waiting 3 hours. And and then they said, no, it's all right. We're getting ready, putting on our makeup or whatever, you know, chismis, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so moving on, the trash dumping. I know we're very cleanly in Australia, but it's just sad because Philippines is such a beautiful place. I heard they're doing things about it now, but yeah, just dumping trash is very common.
Mm.
It's really sad. And then you've got the bad internet.
And, is it bad?
And this is the thing. People get very upset, but it's like, guys, I'm not trying to criticize your country.
Mm, yeah.
We need to start talking about it.
Mm, yeah.
But anyway, moving on.
So moving on. Yeah. Sabi mo nga, you are not a diva or not famous. And as a self-taught vlogger, what tips can you give to fellow neophyte in vloggings?
I'll start by saying, okay, I'm going to share like the juicy stuff, right? These are the golden nuggets. You have to accept you cannot compete with Hollywood. Hollywood dominates the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You know, they've got the best directors, they've got the best cameras, they've got the best actors, right? That's why they dominate for so many years. And people psychologically can't accept that straight away. So it's something you just have to get over. And it's very, very important because I'll share the rest. For example, a business came to me saying, can you make videos for our business? I said, sure. Like maybe some advertising videos. But I said the same to them. You cannot compete with Hollywood, right? So if you just want to make a video about your business, make sure it's genuine.
Yeah.
You don't need to say, hey, buy this product. It's so cool. No one trusts that. No one will trust you. You have to be able to say, hey, this is what we do, even if it's very limited. And if it interests you, come on in. So that said, you won't get rich. You might get a little bit famous, or you might even get very famous, but you won't make money out of it. And that's very common, that people become these YouTube celebrities, but they don't have any income. And they have to go work a normal day job. But the advantage, so the whole point and the advantage is flexibility and freedom to share your voice or your message.
Mm.
You make videos, and if you're successful, if YouTube likes you, you might get a little bit of advertising revenue. So, and it's peanuts. You don't get much at all. Moving on. Use a tripod.
For stability.
You need to stabilize is my point. Electronic stabilization is the best, but it's very expensive.
Mm.
So not everyone can afford a $200 or $300 stabilizer. So just by using a cheap $10, $20 tripod, already you're off to a better start. Too many people get carried away with gear and tech. I'm one of them. I'm a gear geek. I love gear.
Everything around their neck.
So my point is any camera will do. People always ask me what camera should I use, and I say use the camera that works for you. And it's not a smart aleck reply. They don't get it. You can't buy into the game.
Mm.
If you don't have the technique, if you don't have the content, it doesn't matter if you have a $1,000 lens. You're still going to look crap. You know, I'm sorry to say it. So what I tell people, usually it's their phone. Usually most people have a smartphone, iPhone, whatever. Use whatever camera you have. This is the whole point, because you only understand it once you do it.
Mm.
And I learned this from a professional filmmaker, so that's why I'm sharing it now with all of you, because I was like, wow, it's so powerful. So use any camera you have, a phone or a phone camera, for example, and make a video of your home. So here's the entrance, here's the living area, here's the kitchen, and then here's the end.
Wow.
And then, hold on. I know it sounds simple because no one does it. And then you might go, oh, crap, I missed the bathroom. Make a second version. Oh, but I've got a garden. Okay, put the garden in. And don't show anyone, just for yourself. But then you'll start to learn each version.
This is practicing.
Yeah, so practice makes perfect. So
yep.
I wish I had done that more before I made my travel series, because then I would have had much better quality videos. But it's the concept of a story. You have a start, a middle, and an end. That's why I say just use something simple like your house, like a house tour. You don't have to show anyone. Don't put it on the internet, and then you'll see where you need to improve very quickly. So you'll learn a heck of a lot more, but when you do finally upgrade your equipment, you'll know what to upgrade to, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Most people have a camera shyness, or they're afraid of being on camera. And even in my early videos, I was very shy. I myself was like trying to get over this fear. The best tip I can give you there is to film yourself and even do it like a interview if you can get a friend to help. But if you're really shy, interview yourself, go film yourself talking and then watch it. You have to psychologically get used to watching yourself on video.
And it's like it's critiquing normal. Yourself.
Yeah, it's normal, but that's the point. You have to get over it. And then eventually, so like I said, practice. Keep filming yourself. Keep making these videos. Don't show anyone. Don't put it on the internet because people will be mean and criticize you. But no, they won't. They won't. Yeah.
For our listeners who are interested to watch your videos, where can they see it?
Right. So I'm mainly based on YouTube. So check out B space Adventures. So letra B. B for Brandon, you know, B Adventures. You can Google it. And of course, I'm on Facebook as well. So I have a Facebook page.
Thank you very much, Brandon.
Thank you very much, Annalena. I'm very happy we got to meet and chat.
Yes, thank you. And thank you for the tips.
Salamat. Salamat ate, Annalena.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.